America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest is expanding his artistic horizons as he branches from the stage and screen to music. He's been seen in The Walking Dead and The Blind Side. He is now releasing his debut hip-hop album, Hip-Hopcracy. Irony Singleton, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me back on. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
It is great to have you on. You were a terrific guest the first time around, and now we're talking about something entirely different. This has to be very exciting for you. Tell us about the album and how it all came about.
Yeah, Hip-Hopcracy. That's the title of my album. It's different but the same because it serves the same purpose as my book. I think we discussed my book last time with my stage play. So it's all about truth and love. It's all about upliftment, empowerment, inspiration, motivation. That's what the album is about. So it's the same thing. So it's just another way for me to serve and to give back and to do my part as a citizen of the world and as a child of God. But Hip-Hopcracy means, you know, saying one thing but doing another. So in this album, I tend to focus on the hypocrisy of my life, the hypocrisy that I lived when I was coming up and running the streets and selling drugs and carrying a gun. And I talk about all that stuff, but I just, unlike what we hear on the radio a lot of the time in our rap music or maybe other types of music, but more particularly the rap music, it's glorified, it's glamorized, that lifestyle of selling drugs and being sexually promiscuous and materialism, the whole nine. I talk about that life because I came from that, but I don't put a positive spin on it. So I wanted to get that out there because I felt like I needed to counter a lot of the stuff that's going out there. And I said, who am I to complain about what's out there if I'm not trying to do anything about it when God has given me the talent to do that?
You're such a religious person. You speak so much about that. And each track on this album, it seems to me that it's designed to really be spiritually uplifting and fulfilling. Tell us why it's so important for you for that message to come across.
Because that's the reason why I live. That's the reason why I breathe. That's the reason why God has allowed me to go through everything that I've been through. And it is to be a role model. It is to help people that are going through what I went through in my life. So now I'm in a blessed, privileged position to be able to help somebody. It's like, why not do that? I should do that. Otherwise, I shouldn't be here. For me, from my perspective, that's how I feel. I'm like, if I'm not using my experiences to help affect other people positively or the world positively, I don't even want to be here. So that's why it's so important.
And it's also important, too, because you mentioned that hip-hop has been cited as having a lot of negative images, connotations, and stereotypes. And for you to kind of be a trailblazer in this respect and to bring hip-hop music to a more positive light, a more spiritually reaffirming light, that is a big step for you musically, and it's something that really hasn't been done commercially.
Yeah, it has not been. I think, but there's a lot of that music underground. It just does not get the airplay as its counterpart.
Right.
And because God has given me a platform, I'm able to do that and able to and not really speak out against the music that's there, because I know a lot of the time with the music, a lot of those artists come from the same type of background that I come from. And I think that a lot of it comes from not really maybe perhaps a lack of education because they perhaps dropped out of school and they don't really know, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to feed their family other than maybe working at McDonald's for, minimum wage, depending on where you are, anywhere from $7 to $9 an hour, something like that. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to make money so that they can feed themselves and their families. And to them, it's a lot better than selling drugs on the street, because it's an honest living, but not really understanding how detrimental that music is. And in a lot of ways, it's more dangerous than drugs, because music is a spiritual thing, and music goes right to your soul. Mm. When drugs, on the other hand, go into your bloodstream first, and then eventually could affect your psyche and your spirit, what have you. But music is more powerful than that, and they don't understand the psychological ramifications, of creating the type of music that they create. So I just want to kind of put that out there so that they will perhaps listen to it and ruminate the material and say to themselves, wow, okay, I get it now. I get it. Mm-hmm. See, education is key, and then you come from poverty. You're willing to do whatever it takes to get out of poverty.
Sure. It's not only the lyrics that have the uplifting message. It's the music itself. You say certain beats and sounds on the album are designed to trigger positive states of mm-hmm. mind. It's not just the words. It's the actual sound that's going to be uplifting as well.
Yes, indeed. They go, they go hand in hand. See, if you have a hot beat, so mm-hmm. to speak, if you have a really good beat, then you find yourself, I find myself bobbing my head.
Yeah, of course.
And right.
Then, right, right. You're like, oh my God, that beat is hot. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you think about it, if you have time to just, you stop and then listen to the lyrics, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? Because I found myself bobbing my head to a certain beat, and then when I listen to the actual lyrics, they're so negative. And yeah. I'm like, what was I bobbing my head to? So over time, over the years, I've become more conscious of that, and I pay attention to the lyrics first, because I don't want to make it seem as though I condone the messages in that music. So, of course, if, beats are going to be good, and if the beat is not good, then chances are we don't want to listen to the lyrics. So that you are so right. They go hand in hand, mm-hmm. the lyrics along with the beat.
And I'm the same way. Like, when I listen to a song, I hear the music first. I don't even know what they're talking about. I mean, I grew up as a huge yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire fan. I still don't even know half the lyrics to some of the songs. I like the music.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the key. It's what you're hearing. It's the beat. And if that's what triggers the response, like you said, too, and then you listen to some of these lyrics, it's like, especially some of these hip-hop songs, that's what I'm listening to. Oh, my goodness. And all of a sudden,
yes.
you feel guilty for liking
right.
the music.
Right.
So that positive message has to go hand-in-hand with each other.
You exactly, and what happens is that we internalize, like, for more immature minds, for lack of a better term,
right?
And internalize that stuff, and then next thing we could find ourselves singing the song or repeating or reciting those same lyrics, and then once those lyrics become a part of your psychological perspective, so to speak, for lack of a better term right now, then you start trying to emulate that lifestyle or what it's talking about, and that's just not, that's not a good path to be on.
No, it isn't. And what I liked is when you sent out the press notes for the album, you sent out the actual titles of all the tracks, and you break down what each means. And I'm sitting next to the biggest Walking Dead fan in the world, and she was so thrilled to hear that the number two song here is called We Are the Walking Dead.
But you know what? What I really appreciated about this was the explanation how it's a song which examines humanity through the personified point of view of zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
My time on the show, The Walking Dead, made me kind of really focus on humanity and the troubles that we have in the world. But we have a lot of positivity in the world. But part of my mission is to kind of go into dark places and to serve as a light in those dark places. So I personified a zombie in this song.
Mm-hmm.
So I give the song from, I tell the story from a zombie's perspective and what they think, of human beings, what they think of humanity and how, they say, the zombie says, look, you think we're bad, but you're as bad as we are, yeah. if not worse, because, you know, you like to drop bombs on people, and you like to do, you know, you like to create war, and you like to do. So I think that it's an interesting, very interesting observation. It's entertaining at the same time, because the beat is hot and the lyrics are really good, I think.
Well, he remains one of the most positive and inspirational guests we've ever had on the 2 years that we've been doing this show. Yeah, seriously.
It's true.
No, it really is. I mean, you bring a positive message, and you're reaffirming, and you're just a nice guy. You can follow Irony on Twitter at Irony Singleton. You can check out his debut album, Hip-Hopcracy. You can head to iTunes. It's available now. Irony Singleton, it's always good to chat, and best of luck with the album. And again, thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That means so much to hear. And I guess I'll be blushing. I'm going out on a note of blushing right now. I appreciate
See?
That. It means
That's good.
A lot.
We like to make people blush.
Well, I love you guys. And also, I'm on Instagram, too. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook now. I've been on Facebook for a while, but I just started my Instagram account maybe a week or so ago or something like that.
Oh, welcome to the game here.
See?
Thank you.
He's got the social media covered as well. He's doing it all. All right. Well, we'll talk soon. Thanks, my friend. Stay with us.
Thank
More
you.
To come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star first baseman won the 1980 National League batting title. He's best remembered for the error he made in the 1986 World Series, but few are aware of the comments he made earlier that day.
The nightmares are that you're going to let the winning run score on a ground ball through your legs. So, you know, those things happen.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner.
So where is Bill Buckner now? Bill retired in 1990 and moved to Idaho, where he invested in real estate, even naming one of his housing subdivisions Fenway Park. In 2011, Bill managed in the Canadian American League, and he signed on as the hitting instructor for the Boise Hawks in the Class A Northwestern League in 2012. And when it comes to his famous error, Bill is looking to put it all behind him.
Hopefully it's Bill Buckner in the 86 World Series, but he was a pretty good player. Leave it at that.
Bill Buckner, pretty good player. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harris with you. The results of the first ever national random sample survey of bankruptcy filers conducted by researchers at Cambridge Hospital and Harvard Medical School, Harvard Law School, and Ohio University show 60% of all bankruptcies in the United States are driven by medical bills. Since 2007, the share of bankruptcies from medical bills has continued to increase. Get this. Bankruptcies were actually designated as medical based on the stated reasons a person had for filing. And those with health insurance were underinsured, leaving them responsible for thousands in medical bills they simply couldn't pay. Nationally, about a fourth of all companies cancel insurance right away when an employee has a major illness, and the other 25% cancel insurance within a year, according to Natural News. And losing a job due to recession also can mean losing health insurance coverage.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.